This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Well, this is when I can say to all the great people at MediConnect, take a deep breath and relax a little bit this weekend, and job well done, because the annual enrollment has come and gone as of December the 7th, and we've got two incredibly talented individuals here in the building who are part of that great brand that I have such respect for, and I wouldn't trust anyone else but these fine folks when it comes to dealing with healthcare and Medicare. Let's begin with Lauren Uran. Good to have her back in the building today, and we've got the significant other of truly one of my favorites with us as well. We'll get to her in a moment, but right now it's just time to say congratulations, you made it through another annual enrollment.
I made it through, Rob. Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be back in studio. It is a lot of moving pieces throughout that annual enrollment period. So, you know, I was out there with the agents running full blast, full steam ahead. But, you know, happy to be back, happy to be done, relieved to be done. But we're going to talk a little bit, too, as you alluded to my guest, Jen O'Brien, about Penny in the marketplace today and that enrollment period as well. It kind of coincides over the Medicare annual enrollment period. So as much as we'd like to say, hey, we're all taking a big breather, we don't really stop, do we there? So, you know, happy to be here. And, you know, one of the things I'd really like to mention is just how proud I am of our entire team. We accomplished a very aggressive goal for our firm, and we want to thank the listening audience for the trust that you give us year in and out, truly, to help you with your Medicare decisions, and we don't take that lightly. We wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you. On the show today, we're going to talk about helping people who aren't on Medicare yet that need help with their Penny coverage in the state of Pennsylvania. We've been helping a lot of spouses over the years. So, Rob, you know, one thing that we see a lot is one spouse is eligible for Medicare, but the other one's not ready yet. And maybe they did retire, or maybe the group coverage through work isn't very competitive. So we help folks in that situation, but we do offer those Penny plans really for anybody under that age of 65 or that doesn't have Medicare. We can help them and, you know, work inside their budget and help them. But, you know, as always, before we get into the nitty gritty of insurance and Medicare and Penny, we're going to talk about a little bit of history in the market. So birthdays. Happy 66th birthday to one of my favorites, Donny Osmond. Also celebrating birthdays today are Pittsburgh's own Kurt Angle, Olympic gold medalist in wrestling who went on to enjoy a successful career in the WWF, and another Olympian gymnast, Michaela Maroney. So happy 54th birthday to Kurt and 27th to Michaela. And we're also celebrating today one of my favorites, National Llama Day. I love llamas. And also National Pastry Day. So, Rob, what's your favorite pastry?
All of the above.
All the above.
Yeah, I like cream pies. I mean, custard, jelly donuts, cream-filled donuts, everything. You name it.
All of them.
Yeah.
All of them.
I mean, Lady Locks, cream horns. Tell me when
I'd
to stop.
I'd have to say Jeff's. My boyfriend's favorite is probably Lady Locks, but I go for cannolis. Cannoli is my favorite.
Oh, so, you know. How could I forget cannolis?
Cannolis, right? Jen, what's your favorite pastry?
Anything with chocolate.
Anything with chocolate. So chocolate cannoli we could share together. today after the show.
I love chocolate cannolis.
All right.
And so, Moya's, by the way, has the best cannolis in Pittsburgh.
We go there. I live in that area, right? Plum. So probably once every 2 to 3 weekends.
So you live in you live in the Plum area?
I do. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes. So we stop over at Moya's often. Well known there.
They know you by your first name.
Yes, absolutely. I've been back before, well, actually during the beginning of my Medicare career, I also bartended a few nights a week. So I would see some of the employees, you know, after hours, you know, when they came out for happy hour. And then also I would go into, you know, get some pastries. So we've always had a great relationship with Moya's.
Everybody has to, during the holidays, have a cannoli at like 3 a.m.
Yes.
After they've had a night of enjoying some adult beverages and being with their friends.
Coffee and Bailey's and a cannoli. Oh,
good to go.
Much better. So a little history for today before we get to our trivia show. So we've got, in 1967, Jim Morrison was arrested on stage for charges of inciting a riot. On this day in 1965, I thought this was really cool, the Charlie Brown Christmas aired for the first time ever. Also in 1965, a giant fireball flew across the sky from Michigan to Pennsylvania, later called the Keksberg UFO. In 2005, NASA officially said that it was a Russian satellite that failed to stay in orbit. In 1960, the very first Domino's pizza was purchased in Michigan, and the first traffic lights were installed in London in 1868. The very first North American YMCA was established in 1851. So hard to believe the YMCA is actually longer standing than traffic lights.
I know. And who would have thought London?
Right, of all places.
Well, they had to get the people across that bridge.
Guess so, right?
Stop, go. London Bridge.
It's fallen down. Right?
And Domino's, isn't that amazing? 1960.
To think about that, I mean.
And here it is, 2023. Go figure.
I was watching a special, actually, on how they process their dough and get it out to the facilities. They have a very unique experience there.
The best veggie pizza on the planet.
I like their, I'm not gluten-free, but I like their gluten-free crust. I love it.
Good stuff.
So, well, we're going to get to today's trivia question. So if you give us a call in, and Rob, what is that call-in number for the trivia?
412-922-1020. 412-922-1020.
All right. So our first caller in today for this trivia question is going to get a $15 gas card from the folks at MediConnect. So give us a call in. And that trivia question is, in what North American city was the first YMCA? So what North American city was the first YMCA?
Tell everybody who our special guest is, representing the information that we need when it comes to Penny.
Absolutely. So, Jen, I'm going to let you introduce yourself and share some of your experience. But my colleague here, Jen, she's been doing this about as long, actually a little bit longer than me. So, you know, if you want to introduce yourself, let them know a little bit about you. And Jen has actually taken a role with us here at MediConnect as our client experience specialist, but prior to that has been an agent and is our resident Penny specialist. So take it away.
Right. So Jen O'Brien, as you guys have probably listened to this quite often, you've heard Lance O'Brien. That's my husband. So I was in this before him, and he got in this because of me. Basically, you know, he liked what I was doing. He wanted to be a part of it. And so he's been doing it. And so I started off with Medicare and things like that, you know, as an agent. And then as soon as the whole Affordable Care Act came into play, I've been doing that since the very beginning of it. So
that's I know when I have a question there, who I go to is Jen. So happy to have you with us. Happy to have you in the office representing our customer experience as well. It's been fabulous. And
good to be here.
Thank you so much. We're excited to have you, and we're excited to, you know, move forward with some of this Penny information, because I think that can get confusing. Medicare is confusing. And I've been doing Medicare. This was my 13th annual enrollment that I just completed. 13, lucky 13. And, you know, when it comes to Penny for me, sometimes, you know, there's a lot there and it's different than Medicare. So that can get extremely confusing as well.
Right.
So nice to have you to break that down.
Thank you.
And Jen, I think we were talking, how many years have you been doing this?
About 13.
Yeah. Maybe. So Jen and I started about the same time.
And by the way, if you have any questions about what Jen and Laura are going to be talking about Penny, we got a Penny for your thoughts. But you can call us right now at 866-391-1020. 866-391-1020. We'll try to weave some calls in throughout the hour, but you can always reach them. And we have representatives there on Saturday, as always, till noon. 888-818-6334. 888-818-6334. And for everything you need to know about the good people at MediConnect, go to MediConnectInsurance.com. We'll be back. All right, we have a winner already for this week's trivia question. And the question was, in what North American city was the first YMCA? Someone by the name of Philip is going to get themselves a $15 gift card because they said the answer was
Montreal, Quebec.
Quebec.
So thank you, Philip, and Quebec, yes. We had a lot of guesses for Boston, Massachusetts, which was interesting. I kind of would have thought United States as well, but it was Quebec. So thank you so much, Philip, for being a listener and, you know, connecting with us. So before we jump into the information on Penny and working with Jen, I think we have, someone on the line with a question as well. So we'll be answering that. But did want to discuss those seminars coming up. So, you know, over the next couple of months, we'll be going back in hosting our in-person events to every location that we typically visit throughout the Western Pennsylvania area. So January 9th will be the first seminar that we'll be hosting, 6 p.m. Upper St. Clair on the Rec Center. January 11th, Upper St. Clair Rec Center also. So there will be two back-to-back seminars at that location. Then January 16th, we'll be back in the Irwin area at the Holiday Inn. And January 17th, also Holiday Inn and Irwin. So we're going to be doing some back-to-back. And, you know, in the next 2 years also, we're going to be experiencing the largest influx of Medicare eligibles turning 65 throughout the entire baby boomer generation. So if you're looking to be celebrating that 65th birthday, these are definitely must attend events. Medicare 101, wonderful information, and helps you get all the pieces in order to start your Medicare career. So if you have questions about attending that seminar, you can check out those seminar locations and many more at MediConnectInsurance.com or giving us a call at 888-818-6334. We have representatives standing by till noon today to help answer your questions and also help you if you need to sign up for one of those seminars. So Rob, I believe you were stating that we had a call in.
We do have a call, so let's say hello to Pam in Edgewood. Pam, what can we do for you? Welcome to MediConnect on KDKA's Inside Connection.
Hi, Rob, and hi to your guest, too, from MediConnect. Oh, by the way, I just want to mention, MediConnect was pivotal with helping my elderly mother when UPMC was not playing nice with Highmark. So, and we were able to secure a different plan through MediConnect. So I wanted to say kudos to those folks. I wanted to ask to your expert there from MediConnect, because you guys have been always so helpful for us. How do I politely stop these calls to not only myself and my mother regarding health insurance plans and just being so aggressive and calling time and time again? And I'm trying to be as polite as I can. And we have all the things that we need because your company has helped us so much. Do you have any suggestions?
Pam, so much. Thank you so much for calling in, for being a client. We're so happy we were able to help with you. This is a question I have gotten for the majority of my career. I always say when you're coming onto Medicare, you become more popular than you've ever been in your life, right? You're getting the mail, you're getting the calls. And I understand, you know, being polite is definitely the way to be. But, you know, if you pick up those calls and just say, hey, I do not give you any permission to further contact me. And, you know, it can be polite, but just telling you you're not giving them permission to call you further. Stating that, because they should be on a recorded line, whoever is calling. And I also highly suggest, which I know sometimes they get information in different ways, but don't fill out any informational cards, your mom. Because if you're filling out direct mail responses, that's basically giving them permission to contact. And then sometimes the health insurance company will contact as well, you know, due to different things that they might be offering on the plan, such as wellness, check-ins, and you can just say, hey, you know, please, no more calls. So, just telling them you're not giving consent, would be probably the best way to do that. And if you continue to have problems, you know, give us a call and we can brainstorm some more.
Thank you. They're so tenacious, as you know. So I appreciate that.
Not a problem. I know my own father. He turned 65 last year and started getting some of the calls. And he said, Lauren, don't they know who you are? Why are they calling me? And I said, no, Dad.
They don't know, and they don't care. And, you know, my mom is 86, and she's trying to be, you know, she's old school, and she's trying to be as polite as she can. I'm like,
absolutely.
Screw that, mother. Just say what you want to say.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Pam, for giving us a call.
Thank you.
Give your mother
help and time.
Absolutely. Give your mother our best, and we look forward to talking with you soon. All right, Pam, thank you so much again for calling in. And now we're going to get to our guest. So, Jen, again, you're here today to talk about Penny. So today in this segment, we want to focus on the health insurance marketplace, Affordable Care Act, Henny, lots of names, you know, for this type of coverage. But this insurance covers through the Affordable Care Act, or ACAs, for people that need insurance who are not yet Medicare eligible. So, Jen, can you tell us what that is a little bit more?
So there's a huge need out there for assistance with Penny. There's a lot of people that need insurance. Spouses, for example, spouses of retirees that need coverage who aren't Medicare eligible yet. The 38% of the Penny market in Western PA are ages 55 and above. So that's important that, you know, they can't get Medicare, so they need some type of insurance. Also, there's a huge thing going on right now where people are losing access to Medicaid because, you know, they may have qualified in the past 2 or 3 years because of what was going on with COVID. They don't qualify anymore. So they're losing access, especially in the last 10 months. And then there's also people that lose employer coverage or they need coverage in between jobs. What we're seeing is a lot of employers actually can't afford to cover their employees, and especially if they're part-time. Like, we have a lot of part-time employees that need coverage, and so we help them. And then also there are people that are self-employed, like myself and my husband. We've been self-employed our whole entire lives, and so we've always had to buy our own coverage. And so there are people that are self-employed that need coverage as well, so we're helping them. So there's a huge need for that.
And as you stated, you know, people losing employer coverage, even I noticed, I know just even if you're listening to the news, there's a few companies, you know, unfortunately downsizing, like I've heard, you know, PNC. So I've talked to a few people that needed help, you know, just in the interim while they're interviewing for a position. So, you know, again, we can help folks in all of those scenarios that you discussed. But as a result, you know, MediConnect is going to provide that same guidance and assistance that we do with Medicare, helping folks through the Affordable Care Act and Penny. So we'll continue to utilize our revolutionary non-sales approach and educate and help you understand what these benefits do. No cost, no obligation, no commissions, just that good information. So, you know, Jen, how does Penny work? What does the annual enrollment period even mean to people in our area?
So Penny is a health exchange marketplace. So the key word is marketplace. So what happened was we originally had the healthinsurance.gov to go to, and that was where everybody went in the whole nation. And then state by state, different ones began to like centralize it and say, well, if you live in Pennsylvania, you're going to go here. So they, you know, it just provides us like a medium to be able to shop for plans. And our area, we have only two companies to choose from, but other areas of Pennsylvania have 5 or 6 or 7 companies to choose from. So it just provides that area. And right now is annual enrollment period, which started on November 1st, and it runs through January 15th.
So like Medicare annual enrollment, right? We have the Medicare annual enrollment October 15th through to December 7th. Penny actually is kind of over top of that. So it goes from November 1st to January 15th. So I think what a lot of folks may not know is that, hey, you know, you actually can enroll into these Penny programs for open enrollment up until January 15th.
All right, we're going to pick up on that when we get back on the other side. I want to remind you, January the 9th at 6 o'clock, all of these at 6 o'clock, Upper St. Clair Rec Center, Mayview Road. January the 11th, Upper St. Clair Rec Center, again, Mayview Road. And then the 16th of January at 6, again, all these seminars at 6, Holiday Inn Irwin, North Huntington. Then the 17th at 6, Holiday Inn Irwin, again, North Huntington. MediConnectInsurance.com, or you can call and schedule, be a part of it. And it is free, these seminars, but you do have to reserve your space. 888-818-6334, 888-818-6334, MediConnectInsurance.com. Jen and Lauren coming back with more of the Inside Connection on KDKA Radio. Back on the Inside Connection, Lance's wife Jen is here, and of course we have got Lauren Uran, and that number is 888-818-6334, 888-818-6334. So is your husband still sleeping after the annual enrollment, or is he up moving around today?
He was up and moving before I left the house.
But I could tell you the last couple of weeks, he and Sean, especially Lance, you could tell they were going on fumes. It does, Lauren. It gets intense because you don't want to turn anybody away because, you know, to them, this is the biggest story in their life.
So, I mean, the last 4 days at the office, you know, we had a lot of people calling in last minute. It did not stop. You know, it does push you to a place where you are, you know, kind of burning out. But at the same time, like you stated, you know, there's so many people to help. There's so much going on out there in the industry. There's things changing and you have last minute changes, right? Mm-hmm. Hey, this doctor came out of the network for this company. I need to pick a new plan. You know, there's always those brushes. But, you know, for me, even maybe I'm crazy, I don't know. But I started we're trying to get some more agents in, which I'm going to talk about later in the next segment. But I actually spent the whole yesterday and Thursday, the last day, actually booking interviews. And I have my full week booked out with interviews next week. So we don't stop either.
No, you can't. But I tell you, it just gives me such a sense of pride because you guys are everywhere promoting, educating. And every time I see the brand, I just feel very fortunate because I know what we're doing for
people.
That's
been one of my favorite parts about being with MediConnect, that, you know, when I was with the insurance carriers prior, yeah, you're helping and you're educating, but not to the degree that I can do it here. Because I was stopped by, hey, you can only talk about a certain product or you can only, you know, stay within a certain construct of things. And with MediConnect, I feel that I'm able to reach more people. And that's why I love my job, because when I get to work with agents and train agents and help them, I feel that by me helping this group of agents, I'm actually helping more people than I actually could do on my own.
Absolutely.
So it's been a wonderful platform and I'm very happy to be here.
All right.
But, you know, back into the ACA annual enrollment period we were talking about right before the break. So, you know, Jen, before we left for the break, we were talking about, you know, that open enrollment period for Penny. So that goes from from November 1st to January 15th. But if you sign up for a plan, a Penny plan, by December 15th, which is, you know, right around the corner here, your plan will go into effect January 1st. If you wait and you want to review plans, you can sign up before January 15th. But anybody that signs up from December 16th to January 15th, they will be effective for February 1st, correct?
Right. So a lot of people, I just want to definitely reiterate that, because a lot of people don't understand, you know, that, yes, we do have that extra month to go to January, but it's important to, if you want a January 1st effective date, to sign up by December 15th, because then everything will start in January. And that's important to people because then your out-of-pockets, you know, start in January to reach your maximums. Your deductibles start in January. And so if you wait, and like Lauren said, you wait until the 15th of January, which you have, then it'll all start on February 1st. Okay. So it's definitely important to try to get it in if you can before December 15th.
So we were talking here a little bit, you know, just in the beginning of the segment, even about helping people. And that's what we like to do. And, you know, with all the information that we've been talking about with the ACA and the Penny plans and all the Medicare eligibles, right, we always talk about on the show historically, are there people out there, you know, in the marketplace in Western Pennsylvania that don't have any health insurance?
Yeah. So, and that's the crazy thing, because there's so many people that don't have insurance. So when I talked to Scott Yeager yesterday, he's the manager of the Penny Outreach in PA, of all of PA. And he just really has a passion for people to get help, to be protected in case anything happens. And so what he was saying is that 607,000 people in Pennsylvania do not have insurance. And 41,000 people in Allegheny County alone do not have insurance. And Pittsburgh itself is 27,000 people in Pittsburgh do not have insurance. And most of these people that don't have coverage are in the ages primarily between 26 to 34. So people that may have risky jobs, may have families to support, may be out there going without coverage. And so it's super important,
you know, to get
that out there.
To speak to those folks real quick between 26 and 34, I know I've been a part of that group, right, that I had to come on to the Penny insurance. But my younger brother, actually, he had a job where he was doing animal removal. If you got, you know, raccoon in the attic, something of that nature. But he was on ladders. He was on roofs. He was in attics. And my mom, you know, we would just always review his ACA and Penny coverage every year, because if something were to happen, you know, he had a risky job. Like you're talking about these, you know, younger folks out there with these jobs that, or, you know, back when I was that age, I was working two jobs. So, you know, when you're out there, when you're at risk. But I think, you know, beyond that grouping of people, because Penny does kind of rate based off of age and income. And so your younger age, you're going to get a little bit lower premiums. There might be something affordable for you, because I think a lot of people just think, oh, I can't afford that. But, you know, that's where we're going to come in. And I think we want to change this. So MediConnect listeners, if you have a friend, family member, loved one, neighbor, coworker that is going without insurance, tell them to call us 888-818-6334. We can help.
Right. Please call us. You may think that you can't afford it, but let me tell you, 9 out of 10 Pennsylvanians receive some sort of financial assistance to offset their premium costs. So there are also some plans out there that have $0 deductibles, and some have low copays. And, you know, we don't want people to go out. We want you go without. We want you to be protected. So please call us.
I've even had friends, you know, call me and say, hey, Lauren, you know, I missed the enrollment period. But a lot of people think that if they miss the annual enrollment period, it's all over. You don't have a shot to get insurance. Is that true?
Yeah. So a lot of people do believe that. They think, oh, no, I missed it. I'm out of luck. And now I'm not going to have coverage all year. But there are quite a few qualifying events that you have throughout the year, such as moving, marriage, childbirth, adoption, leaving the workforce, you know, things like that. Sometimes there's a change in your job and now you, you know, you need coverage and stuff like that. So there's lots of qualifying events out there. So don't think all is lost just because you didn't get to us in time. Just give us a call and then we can tell you, you know, if it's something that we can help you with.
So again, you can get in contact with MediConnect, 888-818-6334, MediConnectInsurance.com. But, you know, how can we help, Jen?
So to help people, then what we want to do is be your preferred partner with Penny, and we can help by helping you do your accounts. We have helped people create accounts with Penny, and we can work directly with Penny. So on our broker logins, we can actually have access to all of your information, which is really awesome, because throughout the year, we can be that contact person where, you know, if things change or if you have questions, if you need anything, we can just pop in there, look at it, and help you. We check your doctors and prescriptions. We can compare levels and costs. We can help you understand tax credits, what they mean, if they apply for you. You know, it's important to also note that with tax credits, we want to make sure we get your income correct, because that's super important. We can enroll you and service your account throughout the year.
I think also, too, you know, you have mentioned you talked to Scott Yeager, who's you know, with Penny, and he's in charge of outreach. And we know that the plans in this area are offered through companies we know the names of, right? Like Highmark, UPMC. So it goes back to MediConnect and our partnerships with these companies, with these carriers, with these representatives. Again, no stone unturned. If there's an issue, we have contacts within the carriers to go that extra mile and figure things out and help you. You know, but if somebody's given us a call, if they're calling in to look into a Penny plan, what kind of information would we need from them?
So when what we need to have your doctors and your medications, so that if, you know, in the hospitals that you prefer to go to, we need to know if you're single or married, dependents, if you're a smoker or non-smoker. We need to know your income so that we can check on your tax credits. We need to know important information about your coverage, like if what's important to you. Do you need dental? Do you need vision? You know, do you have a chronic condition? Do you have things like this coming up? Do you see a lot of specialists? Things like that. We need to have all those things that are important to you to be able to have access to that. So it's super important, and, you know, for us to have all that information. And, you know, like Lauren was saying, with our partnership with both UPMC and Highmark, I mean, not partnership, but I mean access to that, like, we have people that we can call on your behalf. We can go to bat for you. We can figure out, okay, what's going on in this situation.
So, and MediConnect, we can, you know, assist you through those complexities of the Affordable Care Act and Penny in 30 minutes to an hour. So again, if you need the assistance, give us a call, 888-818-6334. Set some time aside, half hour of your time, to kind of look over those options that could be there for you. But again, you know, ACA, Affordable Care Act, Penny, extremely confusing. I've been doing Medicare for 13 years, and when I came to MediConnect, you know, I had to kind of relearn some things. again, with the help of Jen, she's been wonderful. She's our resident expert in this. But if you have questions, if you have concerns, give us a call. Set that appointment now. Live advisor standing by until noon.
All right. Again, don't forget, we've got some seminar information we're going to tell you about on the other side of the break. If you want to find out more, get a bit of a preview, go to MediConnectInsurance.com. And don't miss out on important updates in Pittsburgh from breaking need-to-know news, weather alerts, and more. Follow News Radio KDK on the Odyssey app now at AUDACY. Back with Jen and Lauren in just a moment on the Inside Connection. This is MediConnect with your Pratt Pack on KDK Radio. All right, before Jen and Lauren wrap up today's edition of the Inside Connection, let's talk about these seminars. MediConnectInsurance.com to register. They are free, but you have to register, or 888-818-6334. Lauren.
All right. So again, all of these seminars for folks that are new to Medicare, if you're coming on to Medicare, getting ready for retirement, whether you're 62, 67, coming on to Medicare for the first time, if it's in the, you know, in the trajectory for the next couple of years, you want to definitely attend one of these events. January 9th and January 11th at 6 p.m. will be the Upper St. Clair Rec Center. And then January 16th and January 17th back-to-back will be out in Irwin at the Holiday Inn. So come give us a visit. Take some time to learn about Medicare and connect with MediConnect. So we're looking forward to seeing you there. So, you know, again, today we talked about the ACA and penny coverage. If you need help, you have up until January 15th to enroll onto coverage for the open enrollment period for penny. But if you want a January 1st effective date, you want to call in now. You need to sign up before the 15th of this month to have that effective go into effect for January 1st. So again, 888-818-6334. But as we're wrapping up here today, Rob and Jen, you know, one of the things that I wanted to take some time to speak about, what's most exciting about MediConnect and these different ventures or growth opportunities that we get to provide more career paths. So I am looking for agents. If you're a listener of the show, if you know somebody that would really just, I always say I want good people that are going to do the right thing. I can teach you Medicare. We can teach a penny. But from the beginning, we've put all of our resources into our partnership with KDKA. And this is a 1 hour a week show to where we are now with podcasts and other content. More agents. We're growing again in 2024. So if you know someone who's looking for a change, MediConnect might be the career they're looking for. Again, looking for great people, high character and morals, strong work ethic, and a team player that can thrive in an independent role. And I think that's extremely important. Our agents, you know, we're going out, we're running, we're meeting with folks out in the public, but we're also supportive of each other. There's some friendly competition, don't get me wrong, but really true, it's about being that team player. And I always say, too, with folks, I'm a coach. We want you to be coachable. We want to give you every tool necessary to thrive. And, you know, little to no Medicare experience or insurance experience is fine with me. Again, I'm looking for folks that want to do the right thing by people. I can teach you the rest. And individuals who like winning. We've hit our yearly goal over the last 4 years. So, you know, come be a part of that winning team. And, you know, we offer the most dynamic marketing platforms in our industry built to drive success for each team member. State-of-the-art office space technology. Jen has done a wonderful job back at the office to build up the client experience in some of the space within our office. Rob, I know you've been out and seen some of that amazing work. And one thing that's very unique is we offer a salary role. So historically, typically in this industry, and for a large part of my career, I've worked with brokers that were 1099, but not at MediConnect. We offer a salary, and we offer other additional benefits like auto and tech expenses, unparalleled ongoing training and development, and truly the best work culture, I believe, in our region. So if you are interested in meeting with myself and my colleague, Mark Clark, who's been on the show, we're tasked with selecting this new talent. I have some interviews lined up, but I'm looking for more next week. So you can, to learn more about this opportunity, you can email us at careers@mediconnectins.com, or you can give us a call, 888-818-6334. Our goal is to actually add 10 new team members by April 1st. We are growing. So again, looking for folks that want to work alongside of us and help you succeed. And, you know, we've had a lot of agents coming on board over the last couple years. And, you know, truly from everything, you know, Logan in our office, right? He is 22 and he has been thriving and learned so much. And it's been amazing to watch him grow in this professional manner to where he's one of our top performing agents you know, in the company this year for the annual enrollment period, all the way up to Barb, who, you know, she came to us from another agency, had a little bit of experience, but didn't feel like she was getting the training that she needed, and ended up being our top performing agent this annual enrollment period. So again, that coaching, if you're interested in this industry and maybe you feel like you haven't gotten the support that was out there, you know, give us a call. We'd love to talk to you and, you know, see if we can partner together.
Let me just say two things real quick, that don't let age be a factor, because you know, there's so much, you know, it doesn't matter whether you're young or whether you're, you know, closer to Medicare age. It doesn't matter. We have people of all ages. And then the second thing is the salary thing is super important. When I first started this job, it's struggle from paycheck to paycheck because you don't know who you're going, you know, what you're going to get and when commissions are going to come late or whatever. The salary thing is really a great asset.
I agree. And again, we have agents of all ages, and that's a huge thing because historically in the industry, I saw a lot of people come in as a second career, you know, so that's a great point because then you're relatable to folks in the Medicare world. But even for myself, when I started in this industry, I was very young. I know a lot of people looked at me and said, what could she possibly know about Medicare? And that's where I've trained, you know, our agents, and I help train our agents. You help train our agents, and we're making sure they're experts no matter the age, you know, to help people with their health insurance needs. So if you'd like to be a part of that winning team, give us a call, 888-818-6334. And, you know, again, before we wrap it up, we do have those Medicare seminars coming up. January 9th and 11th will be at 6 p.m., the Upper St. Clair Rec Center on Mayview Road, Pittsburgh, PA. And then following that, the next week, January 16th and 17th, we'll be back in the Irwin area, my side of town, at the Holiday Inn in Irwin. You know, we will be there ready to see you starting in January. And, you know, as we're wrapping up, you know, again, if you have any questions, if you're looking for that new career path, give us a call, 888-818-6334. And, you know, if you missed the Medicare annual enrollment period, we still have 5-star plans out there. So if you have questions about your coverage, open enrollment will be coming up in January. If you forgot to compare your plan and you want to book an appointment for January to get that Advantage plan looked at, 888-818-6334. So as we're wrapping up today, Jen, any exciting plans for the weekend?
Not really. Just kind of relaxing, I hope.
I know. I think we all need
putting
a de-stressor.
We're gonna put up Christmas lights.
Oh, there
actually.
You go.
There you go.
That's what we were talking a little bit before, but it's, you know, with our industry, we don't really have time to holiday shop or anything of that nature kind of during the annual enrollment period.
I call that the little to the right, little to the left, because my entire life, what I remember the most is my dad underneath the tree and my mother going, little to the right, little to the left. Make up your mind. Little to the right, little to the left. Jen, Merry Christmas. Great seeing you. Much love for your family. Your husband's incredible. Your kids are great. And it's really nice to see you.
You too. Thank you.
And to that significant others of yours, I love that kid too. Have a great holiday. And I think I might see you before Christmas.
I might. I'm not sure. I'd have to look at the schedule, but I'll make it happen.
I hope so. All right. Stay with us. News coming up next. And then we get to that True Value Home Improvement Show, your Pratt Pack. It's a Saturday. This is KDKA 100.1 FM, AM 1020.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.